Joining us on the line right now is Roger Stone, who is a New York Times bestselling author, but also, you know, really, let's talk about an advisor to presidents, Nixon, Reagan, and more recently, Donald Trump. Good morning to you, Roger. How are you?
Good morning. Delighted to be with you.
You've got this book, The Making of the President 2016, How Donald Trump Orchestrated a Revolution. And it truly was a revolution. What did Donald Trump know that other politicians did not figure out?
Really, two things. That technological advances meant that a majority of Americans were no longer getting their news from television. They were now getting their news from their handheld device, and that opened the door to alternative media, and therefore the networks lost their monopoly hold on the dissemination of political information. It was a whole new ballgame.
And was that the major factor?
Well, that and the fact that the American people finally reached a saturation point. They're tired of the two-party duopoly. They're tired of career politicians, tired of political institutions, really ready for something very different, really ready for an outsider, somebody who will break a few legs. So I think those two factors really were key in his election.
Now, the Russian connection, this banging the drum of Russia, 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 because that's why the Democrats lost. It wasn't because Hillary was an awful candidate. We've been asking this question this morning. Do you just appease the left and give them a special prosecutor? Or do you just say there is nothing to investigate here, this is ridiculous, and move on?
Well, as one who's been specifically accused of having connections with the Russians during the election, which is completely false, I noticed yesterday that the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee said there was no evidence to that effect.
Yeah.
But I would not fear a formal investigation of any kind. I think the air has to be cleared. Neither Donald Trump nor Roger Stone has anything to fear because this never happened. There were no Russian directions to the Trump campaign.
But aren't they going to find something? They'll find something in there. Then the next thing is going to be, well, we need to see his tax returns in order to make sure that there was no Russian connection. Why is he hiding the tax returns? It's always going to be something. On the other hand, my theory is it's kind of like a squirrel. You know, let them run after it, and Donald Trump can do other things while the media and the left is focusing on this investigation.
Well, interestingly enough, what the chairman of the Intelligence Committee said yesterday was all they could really find were press references to this, media references. That, of course, doesn't make it true. There's nothing there, but I don't think it's not so much the Democrats as the media. I don't think they'll ever be satisfied until that is proven, and I don't think it's going to be that hard to prove.
Well, the President of the United States is going to Capitol Hill today to give an address to Congress, a primetime address. What do you want to hear from this President as he stakes out what he hopes to accomplish with his presidency?
Look, I really want him to lay out the vision on immigration security, on infrastructure rebuilding, on revitalizing the economy, on redoing the trade deals. Trump is best when he remains focused on the big picture. He's president now. He's got the bully pulpit. Keep it positive. Keep it upbeat. Keep it optimistic in the Reagan mold. But show us where you're going to take us. I think the people need to see it in a comprehensive way, since they haven't really heard it since the campaign.
Well, I'm wondering though if that's possible. Can he puncture through, or is his best approach is still to count on social media? Because as you know, he's not getting a very fair shake in this town right now from the mainstream media.
Well, hopefully they will carry his actual remarks live in their totality, and that would be that right there would be a plus. But, yeah, he's got 18 million Twitter followers. Why give up, you know, what is perhaps the greatest bully pulpit of them all?
Is he going to be on script tonight, or is he going to be Trump?
Both. The answer is both. Trump is unscripted. He is uncoached. He is unhandled. He is not, you know, a puppet manipulated by Stephen Bannon or anyone else. He's his own man. Traditionally, the president works from a prepared text. But, for example, at the Republican National Convention, when he accepted the nomination, his comments in support of gay marriage were inserted. They were spontaneous. They were impromptu. So I think you're going to get a mix.
All right. As you look back at, well, we're a little over a month now in the Trump presidency, a month and a week or so. And I'm just sort of curious how you feel it's gone. Were there missteps or the things that if you were there in the Oval Office every day that you would have counseled against?
Well, he did a lot better in the last month than, say, Bill Clinton did in the first month of his presidency,
right,
where if you go back and look at it, you'll see the same kind of articles about disarray, disorganization, mixed communications, and so on. As long as he remains focused on his agenda, I think he'll be fine. I think he's doing fine. He got no honeymoon. He's been hyper-criticized for everything he's done. But he just keeps smiling and plugging along. That's Trump. He is a very stubborn guy when he sets his mind on things.
I did see some polling yesterday from the Wall Street Journal, which suggested that a lot of people are, you know, expecting change and are happy, by and large, with the fact that there is change happening in Washington.
Well, interestingly enough, I also saw some private polling yesterday that showed among Republicans he had an 86% approval rating. The Republicans in Congress better take a quick look at that.
Do you not feel like he's getting the support he needs on Capitol Hill?
Well, it remains to be seen, but I've said for some time that I think that the establishment Republicans may be a greater danger to his program than the liberal Democrats.
I want to go in a different vein here. Have we heard the last from Hillary Clinton?
God, I hope so.
Well, we can all dream, but do you think we've heard the last from her?
Yeah, she's out of energy. She's out of ideas. The poor woman is not well, no matter what she says. And I think the American people are tired of that, of both the Clintons and their brand and their record. Many of my friends who are Democrats supported her because they felt they had to, given the famous vindictiveness of the Clintons. But very few people thought she was the right symbol for the future of their party.
Coming back to the Russian thing, Roger, you just want to go on the record and absolutely state uncategorically that there was nothing that you knew of about Russian contacts between the campaign and the Russians.
Absolutely, positively. I had no contact whatsoever from any Russians or anyone representing the Russians or anyone fronting from the Russians. And my emails and texts and phone calls, which evidently have now been examined through a warrant approved by the FISA court, will prove all of that.
Yeah, and when we hear the Intelligence Committee chairman say that I've asked the agencies and they say that there is nothing there, one presumes that that includes an examination of your emails and your phone calls.
Well, I am led to believe that the FISA court approved a warrant to have me under surveillance well over a year ago. So they've seen my laundry list. They've seen my grocery list. I'll tell you what, they didn't find any Russians.
All right.
That has to, I can't even imagine what that's like to be under that kind of
scrutiny. Right.
That has to be really unnerving to know that you're being followed, to know that everything is being looked into and you're constantly second guessing yourself. That's got to be very, very scary. Well, Roger Stone, thank you so much for joining us. A pleasure to speak with you.
Thanks, Roger.